From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. North Korea claims to have detonated its first hydrogen bomb. The announcement Wednesday on North Korea's state television came after several monitoring agencies detected a man-made earthquake measuring 5.1 on the Richter scale near the North's nuclear testing site. If confirmed, this would be the fourth such nuclear test by Pyongyang. Troy Stangerone is with the Washington-based Korea Economic Institute.
I'm sure over the next days and weeks there'll be air samples done to see if there's any radioactive particles leaking from that area to confirm. But at this point, it does look like that's the case. In terms of what type of bomb this is, that would be hard to say at this point. What we do know is this was about the same yield as the test in 2013.
North Korea conducted three previous tests in 2006, 2009, and 2013. The parent test has been condemned by both South Korea and Japan. A U.S. service member killed, at least two wounded Tuesday near the city of Marja in Afghanistan's Helmand province, where Taliban fighters recently have expanded their operations. Peter Cook is a U.S. defense spokesman.
The situation in Helmand throughout Afghanistan remains challenging, but we are confident that the Afghan National Security and Defense Forces are continuing to develop the capabilities and capacity to secure the country against a persistent insurgent threat. And the U.S. and Afghan governments agree that the best way to ensure lasting peace and security in Afghanistan is through an Afghan-led and Afghan-owned peace process.
10 of Helmand's 14 districts have either fallen to the Taliban or are of uncertain status in the midst of fighting between the government security forces and Taliban. The Algerian government has unveiled draft constitutional reforms, including term limits on a president and parliamentary consultation on selecting prime ministers. It would also officially recognize the language of the minority Berbers. This is VOA News. Kuwait Tuesday joined Bahrain and Sudan in cutting diplomatic ties with Iran over the storming of the Saudi embassy in Tehran in the wake of Saudi Arabia's execution of a prominent Shia cleric convicted of sedition, which has divided the Muslim world. Riyadh cut its own ties with Iran Sunday. In Washington, a top presidential envoy on countering the Islamic State, Brett McGurk, was asked what impact the sectarian divide may have had on efforts to fight the IS group in Iraq.
Very concerned whenever you see this kind of potential for real polarization, because it enables extremists on both sides to take advantage of the situation, which is extremely dangerous and plays into the hands of groups like ISIL. That's something, of course, that we're concerned about, because our objective here is to support moderates on both sides of this kind of sectarian divide. So that's one, and that's why we're working very hard to try to de-escalate things.
Meanwhile, Iran's president Tuesday said Saudi Arabia cannot hide its crime of executing Shia cleric Nimr al-Nimr. The governor of Yemen's port city, Aden, survived an apparent assassination attempt Tuesday. A car bomb blew up as the convoy carrying Governor Idris el-Zubaydi passed by. He appears to have escaped harm, but several bodyguards were wounded. There was no immediate claim of responsibility, but a pro-Islamic State group was behind last month's bombing that killed his predecessor. Authorities Tuesday recovered the bodies of at least 36 migrants, including several children who drowned off Turkey after their boats capsized in rough waters trying to reach the Greek island of Lesbos. 12 other migrants were rescued. Joel Millman is with the International Organization for Migration.
Migrants and refugees continue to enter Greece at a rate of over 2,500 a day from Turkey, which is very close to the average through December. So we see the migrant flows are continuing through the winter, and obviously the fatalities are continuing as well.
Millman says over a million arrived last year with a death toll of nearly 3,800. The UN mission in Central African Republic says it's investigating new allegations of sexual exploitation and abuse by UN peacekeepers and international forces. The mission known as MINUSCA said staff from the UN Children's Fund have met with four alleged victims and are helping them to obtain medical care and assessing their psychosocial needs. There have been at least 17 previous accusations of sexual misconduct by members of the UN mission. Meanwhile, partial results from the December 30 election in CAR released Tuesday show a high voter turnout and two former prime ministers in a tight race for president. Nearly 2 million voters registered in the bid to complete a political transition away from 3 years of sectarian violence. Anicet Georges Dogo-Gwele is leading with nearly 180,000 votes. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.